This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're surrounded by quick hits of pleasure. Every ping, every scroll, every snack keeps our brains buzzing. But what happens when we stop? Well, a growing trend called the dopamine detox claims you can reset your brain by switching off from all that stimulation. So, does it really work, or is it just another TikTok illusion? Well, joining us is clinical psychologist Dr. Anastasia Hironis from the University of Technology in Sydney. Anastasia, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
This whole idea of a dopamine detox sounds pretty dramatic. What are people actually doing when they say they're having one?
Yes, well, it is quite an intense approach. Usually what people are doing is they're setting themselves a period of probably about 24 hours or so where they avoid anything that's pleasurable that's going to activate dopamine pathway. So this is no tasty food, no music, no socializing, you know, nothing that's going to kind of create those feelings of happiness and joy, with the view being that if they do this for a 24-hour period, they're going to sort of reset their dopamine levels in the brain or have some sort of detox.
Does it actually do anything to the dopamine levels in the brain, though? I mean, that sounds quite dramatic, not having any pleasure at all.
Yes, well, yes and no. I mean, temporarily, we enter this kind of dopamine deficit state. It's almost like having a withdrawal from something. So it's very uncomfortable. Often people feel like it's doing something because it's actually quite an uncomfortable state for us to be in for that period of time. But from the level of kind of long-lasting change, no, it doesn't really create that long-term change that I think people are usually hoping for.
Anastasia, is there a chance that by doing this detox, we're essentially, recalibrating what we get pleasure from, and perhaps teaching our brains to say, you know what, sitting in silence and doing nothing is actually giving us just as much pleasure as getting those hits from the phone?
I think that would be the goal, but typically the best way to achieve that would be to do that for shorter periods of time, more consistently. So it might be sort of spending half an hour a day sitting quietly without the phone rather than sort of this intense 24-hour period.
Why do you think people are so drawn to the idea of a quick brain reset? Is it stress? Is it burnout? Or is it just wanting to sort of feel something again?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think social media has definitely played a role in sort of selling this dopamine detox. We see people doing it on flights as well, where they'll get on a long haul flight and they won't watch the TV screen, won't use their phone, won't listen to music. I think the appeal is this idea of a quick fix, and that there's something we can do. And even if it would be intense, that it would be able to create some sort of change for us. But unfortunately, the brain is just so much more complicated than that it really is going to be a more long-term and consistent process.
We're chatting with Dr. Anastasia Hironis from University of Technology Sydney about the so-called dopamine detox and whether we can really reboot our brains by switching off stimulation. Anastasia, what's really happening in our brains when we're constantly chasing that stimulation, whether it is scrolling, snacking, multitasking all day? What's going on?
Yeah, so if it is something like social media or snacks or things, what we find is that we get these constant but kind of low level hits of dopamine being activated, this low level activation that's constant. And what then happens is that because we only have so much in terms of dopamine that can be activated in the brain, we don't have unlimited resources, what ends up happening is that if that dopamine's been activated through something like scrolling on social media, when we then go and do something that's more natural and pleasurable, like spending time with friends, say, we actually don't feel as good when we do it because we've already had our dopamine pathways being activated.
We've wasted it on our phones.
Yes. So and one of the key recommendations I tell people is don't go on your phone first thing in the morning and scroll, because you get that artificial dopamine activation. And then when you go about your day, things don't necessarily feel as good.
Now, let's say we do this 24-hour break, this detox from dopamine. Some people are claiming that it makes them calmer, more focused. Is there any real science behind that feeling?
I think what typically happens is that we experience waves of urges, so the desire to kind of go back to our phone or do the dopamine-driven behavior, but that urge will come down after a while. So if we can ride out that urge, we may feel a period of sort of calmness, of settling into kind of the discomfort, or sometimes people find literally just having the phones away means that they're not being pulled towards it. So it can create that effect. But again, for it to be a long-lasting change, we need smaller but more consistent doses over time.
Anastasia, what are the signs that we can look out for that tell us that perhaps our reward system might be a little bit out of whack and we could try the dopamine reset?
Yeah, so if people find themselves very habitually and automatically reaching for things, whether that be to play a game on our phone, whether that be social media, whether that be certain snacks, that kind of habitual and automatic thing, yes, that means that kind of dopamine is activated, you know, and it happens without our conscious awareness. So it's that sense of picking up your phone and clicking the Instagram icon without even realizing that you're doing it. But also this sense of urges, you know, if I start thinking about, oh, I've got my phone, you know, in my back pocket, maybe I'll pull it out and have a look. That sort of pull towards it is also a sign that dopamine's being activated, trying to draw you back to it.
For anyone thinking, I need a reset, what's, I suppose, a realistic first step that we can do that won't backfire on us?
Yeah, I recommend choose one thing to try and change your relationship with at a time. Don't sort of try and change everything, but pick, you know, is it social media? Is it video games? Is it online shopping? You know, what is it? And try and take a break from it or reduce, but over a longer period of time. Don't do a sort of short, intense dopamine detox, but think about a digital detox being over a longer period of time. And when you do it, think about, what more meaningful activities can I also fill my time with?
Anastasia, before I came to the studio today, there was one square of chocolate left in my pantry, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, I'm going to have that and enjoy it. I didn't. I put it back. So have I started the detox?
Yeah, you're doing well. You've resisted the urge, and you know it's there, and you can come back to it later if you want. So that's ideal.
One square. Normally I have a whole block, but I'm looking forward to it. Anastasia, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Anastasia Hironas, clinical psychologist and lecturer at the University of Technology in Sydney.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.